Here's a story from The World.
The United Nations says it's reached an agreement with Ethiopia to access the northern region of Tigray. It's been mostly cut off from the outside world recently. Fighting between Ethiopian government forces and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, began a month ago. Hundreds of people are believed to be dead. Tens of thousands are displaced. And people with relatives inside Tigray are still trying to get in touch with their loved ones. The World's Halima Gakandi has more from Addis Ababa.
Here in the Ethiopian capital, the conflict in Tigray feels very far away. But people are following the news. Details about what's happening up north either come from the federal government or the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. Both are difficult to verify. Many Ethiopians I've been speaking with say they support Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and that they're reassured by him claiming victory over the TPLF. But people from the Tigray region say this is a time of real anxiety.
This war should not have happened. It's very sad. These problems, they should have been solved through dialogue.
A young contractor was willing to speak with me, but asked to remain anonymous. She's been hearing rumors that ordinary Tigrayans are being arrested and getting fired from their jobs just because of their ethnicity. In an interview with Reuters on Monday, a government spokesman said that would be inexcusable. Redwan Hussein said the only people being arrested are members of the TPLF suspected of being involved in the conflict.
If you take the military, there are about few, nearly 100. If you take the civilian politicians, nearly 100. So we are simply talking about 200 people against which 200 individuals.
Still, the contractor from Tigray tells me she's afraid. She's originally from the city of Adigrat, a town that's said to be controlled now by the government troops. That's where her family still is, and she says she's worried about her mother.
I don't know whether she's alive or not. We couldn't reach her by phone. Even the phone from the Red Cross isn't working. I've been trying to call her every day, and I still haven't heard anything from my family.
The International Committee of the Red Cross is running a family reunification hotline together with the local Ethiopian Red Cross Society. Red Cross official Andika Mendefro tells me they're using satellite phones to try to connect families separated by the conflict. Communications in Tigray, he says, are still mostly down.
The family from here, from Addis, may just looking for their family members there, and vice versa, by the way.
But the few phone lines that work are often busy, he says. According to the ICRC, more than 3,000 people have reached out in search of loved ones living in Tigray.
We are using almost 5 phones, hotlines. We are getting over the hotline, and families in Addis are coming physically, in person, and they get registered.
Registered so they can get news about how their family members are doing, or if they're lucky, to speak with them directly. But connecting people is a challenge. The numbers of internally displaced people in Tigray is thought to be in the thousands. Mendefru says fear has driven people to IDP camps in towns like Shire, which is said to have been captured by federal forces 2 weeks ago.
When the conflict is happening, people feel something will happen on their family, on their livelihood, and that is why they just flee and they just sheltered in IDP centers.
A young Tigrayan businessman who often works in Shire spoke with me, but he didn't want to give his name. He told me his girlfriend is still in Tigray, and then he opened his phone to show me his call log. On the night of November 3rd, when the conflict broke out, she tried to call him.
She was calling me around 11 and 20. Until that time, the network is working. Later on, I wake up around 1 after I read something from Telegram and from Facebook. I was calling her, but it's not working.
He says he regrets missing her call that night because he hasn't heard from her since, and he has no idea how she's doing.
I don't know where she is now. I don't have information. I don't know whether she's going to Sudan or whether going to Mekelle. I don't have any information, actually. I can't get it. You know, even my family also,
More than 40,000 people from Tigray have fled to neighboring Sudan since the conflict broke out. The businessman says he's been getting sporadic calls from friends who've gone there, people who had to leave everything behind.
They are really in bad situation. They leave all their homes. They damage all their homes in Humara. They leave all their cars. Even they have also camel, ox and something. They leave everything. Even the friends of my brother, his daughter and his son is died on the way, and they go only with his wife.
But so far, he tells me, he still heard nothing about his own family. Today, Ethiopia's government-owned telecoms company announced communications were opening back up in parts of Tigray. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Addis Ababa.